In New York State, like most of the nation, the COVID-19 vaccination rollout is behind schedule, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to withhold new doses from hospitals that do not speed things up. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
300,000 vaccines have been administered in New York to frontline healthcare workers and some nursing home residents and staff, but that's less than half of the vaccines that began shipping to the state 3 weeks ago. Governor Cuomo, expressing what he calls constructive impatience, says that's not good enough.
I want to get needles in the arms, and I want to get that done as quickly as possible.
Cuomo blames the federal government for the slow rollout in the nursing homes, where just half of residents and one-third of staff have received the first doses of the vaccine since they were made available around December 21st. New York State joined a federal plan which contracted with CVS and Walgreens to give out the vaccines. But the governor says the state will now send its own personnel into the homes to speed up the process or let the nursing homes who have qualified staff do the vaccinations themselves. He hopes that 85% of residents can be vaccinated by the end of the week. Hospitals are responsible for the initial round of vaccines for essential healthcare workers, but the success rate has been uneven. Some hospitals, like New York Presbyterian Healthcare System and smaller ones, including Adirondack Medical Center and Oswego Hospital, have already used up almost all of their vaccines. New York City's public hospital system, though, has used just 31% of its allotted doses, and a number of larger hospital groups, including Northwell Health Downstate and Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo, have given out just 62% of their allotted doses. Cuomo says the underperforming hospitals will face sanctions, including a fine of up to $100,000 if they don't use up all of the vaccines they have in store by the end of the week. They can also be disqualified for any future distributions.
If your hospital doesn't have the capacity, then just say that. But don't say, as a hospital, I can administer it, but then don't. That's why you would be fined. You would be fined for accepting an allocation that you can't administer or won't administer. You should just say, I don't want to participate in the program, which is fine. And then we'll give it to a different hospital.
The state's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, has sent out a letter outlining the new rules. He says hospitals must act with a sense of urgency to save lives.
They are the front-facing healthcare workers. They are sitting right opposite a patient who has a medical condition who, if they get COVID, are more likely to get ill, end up in the hospital, or stay in the hospital and, unfortunately, potentially die.
Cuomo last month said the major hospital in each region of the state would be responsible for distributing vaccines to the general public once they become available. But he says based on the hospital's uneven performance so far, he's rethinking that plan. He says the state will set up vaccination distribution sites and convention centers and field hospitals, as well as drive-through sites. Even as the vaccinations lag, Cuomo announced that more people will be eligible for doses. All healthcare workers now qualify to receive the vaccine. The governor spoke on a day when the positivity rate for the virus statewide was at 8.3%, and the number of people in hospitals with COVID-19 has grown to over 8,000, the highest number since early May. There were 170 deaths from the virus on Sunday, which Cuomo says is a terrible way to start the new year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.